Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. So we are in Q4. The year has flown by. We're in our Q4 CEO roundtable, and I have the pleasure of having a great guest with me this evening. So Eddie, Faber, and Wilfred, who will introduce themselves and their companies. And so in today's roundtable, we're speaking about navigating the new regime while scaling a business. As we all know, we have higher interest rates, inflation, and we are all founders here navigating and building and scaling our companies. And we want to position ourselves well for quarter one of 2024 and for the rest of 2024. So let's start with you, Faber. I will let you go ahead and introduce yourself and your company.
So, hello everyone. Good afternoon or good evening, and absolutely good morning from anywhere, everywhere you're joining. So, my name is Favo Madibuko, and you can simply call me Favo. And I'm a computer science student here at Ashes University. I'm a sophomore, next year I'll be a rice engineer. So, a little bit about myself is that I currently run a company called Cancer Adult, where we are building a personalized care platform for hypertensive patients in Africa, starting with Ghana. So with the vision, we hope to provide telemedicine services, health medicine, and other related health services to patients. And our niche is non-communicable diseases and the likes. And it stems from my own problems that I've faced while growing up and I've encountered. So personally, I love to provide solutions to problems that I've encountered. And that is a little bit about myself and the passion behind Cancer Health. Thank you.
Thank you, Faber. And I'll go to you next, Wilfred.
Hello. My name is Wilfred Gilba. And I founded Ayoba and company. We have our company's an ESG consultancy here in the UK, so we help our businesses to become more sustainable. So we help them provide ESG practical solutions to businesses to make them become more sustainable and also and to be cost effective.
Thank you, Wilfred. And I'll go to you next, Eddie.
Hello. Okay, my name is Eddie Kobi. I'm doing computer science at HSC University. I'm also in sophomore year. And I'm the founder and CEO of Agent Connect. And Agent Connect is a company that is trying to bridge the gap between the banked and unbanked in Burundi, especially we are focusing on how people, especially in rural areas, can be able to access their financial loans to further or do different projects that they want to venture in. And by doing that, what we are trying to do is to build the network of responsible agents who can try to bridge like that gap between like either information knowledge or the access on how they can proceed to be able to secure some fund or create in different like company or banks. And also now we are trying to focus on in the these years to try to get that network of agent And next year, we start by looking at how we can design some of the loan product, especially micro loans for farmers and also other young entrepreneurs. Thank you.
Great. And so all of you have really interesting businesses. And so the very first question is, we're here at the end of the year, and how are you all positioning your businesses to start off 2024 in the best place possible for your business? And I will go to you, Wilfred.
So our business is a very professional and in niche business. So I think the only problem we currently have is the problem of standardization. So when it comes to ESG, it's extremely complex, especially developing a standard and also general consensus. So I think that is our first problem, and we are trying to collaborate with a lot of organizations to make sure we are able to solve this problem. In terms of the market, we have the market. ESG is a very progressive market. It's very new. I think started maybe probably in the last 11 or maybe 15 years, but it's a very new concept to the market. And although recently there's been some downtrend when it comes to ESG investment in countries like the US, but in also here in the EU, it's maintaining its expectation. And also, like in Africa, we are also trying to collaborate with a lot of businesses in Africa, especially businesses that operate in a very carbon intensive economy. So we've had a lot of discussions with some businesses. I think during the economic sustainability, we had some discussions with some businesses in Africa, and also we're also looking at because a continent that contributes about 4% to global greenhouse gas emission, and out of, I think, by the International Rescue Committee, out of 10 most vulnerable countries, Africa accounts for about 7. So it's a bit catastrophic. So we are looking for how to go into the market, how to have collaborations with international non-governmental and non-profit making organizations to help sustainability education. I think that's one of our major, getting this proper collaboration is one of our one of the problems we are trying to solve at the moment.
And do you find the same, Eddie, for your business, the need to partner with strategic partners across sectors and the need to collaborate?
Okay, I think for me, the biggest problem that I'm facing is that our country, the economic, the country is not that stable when it comes to politics and the economics. The inflation rate is that high, and so that, for instance, if you are talking to an investor and all those stuff, in most cases, it's hard for you to invest in a country where the inflation rate is now more than 25% per year. And when it comes to investing in that country, if you don't have long-term or a strategic, investor who want, for example, a long-term goal, it's very hard for you to secure any kind of funding. And also when it comes to the legal framework. In our country, when it comes to maybe fintech product and other stuff, there is not that kind of role and framework that we can say you can follow when it comes to implementing. The other thing is that when it comes to either providing some of the financial product, you face many barriers when it comes to the public bank on the sanction in the under restriction or even the requirement of the deposit that you have to make. It, in most cases, is that's the biggest problem that we are facing now. And now we can secure some kind of internal funding, but when it comes to looking for external outside investors, it's very hard for you to have that kind of message that you can tell them and how they can trust in what you are doing. Yeah.
Yes, and that's such a great point. I think the need to have strategic partners to know exactly how we have to position ourselves to be able to build the best ecosystem around us to achieve our goals and vision is what is needed. And is it the same for you, Favor, for your business, that you have found the need to collaborate and to build strategic partnerships?
Oh, yes. So healthcare, first of all, is very, very human-centered. And I will always say that, first of all, because the rate of adoption of health products, or not even health products, but the rate of adoption of health services from third party, or let's say startups that are focused in B2B or B2C, is quite slow. Personally, because from my own perspective, I think it's because of so many regulations, one, and also the amount of sensitivity that goes into such products, or even not just the kind of sensitivity that goes into such products, but then people are more likely to go for something that they can see, they can touch, and not just feel. So, which makes it a bit complex navigating within healthcare. Also, looking at partnerships, one for Kaniza Health, we are not yet fully registered, so it kind of makes it a bit harder to make some approach or offer some deal at the table to kick off or to make things happen. Which of course is a problem, but not a big problem if we are going to be registered soon. And then finally, the third point is the issue of trying to compete against dominating forces already in the market. So you see, we are competing against people that are already mastered the market, people that have played over maybe with some products before, and then people that have gone ahead in games. So that also opens up another opportunity for us, because we are looking at more partnerships, or we are looking at doing something that they've not done before, that they'll be willing to partner in order to deliver value to more patients. So yes, it cuts across everything.
And what do you all see on the horizon in 2024? We're almost there. Are there any global mega trends? Of course, we have AI. We have many mega trends that are affecting many businesses and all sectors. What do you all see on the horizon for your own companies and industries for 2024? And I'll start with you, Eddie.
Okay, for me, when it comes to seeing the trend in AI and also, and I said, like, cryptocurrency, there are many opportunities that they think they can be able to tap into. But I think on my side, the problem I still see is the lack of infrastructure, because we can see some of the Western technology that we can adopt easily in our context. But the problem is some of them, they require like computing energy, electricity, internet. And then you look back in our country, it's hard for you to implement the same solution, because it requires you like to invest a lot in infrastructure and all those stuff. And if you are a small business and you want to expand a small country like Burundi, that infrastructure won't be easy for you to be able to build and be able also maybe to make profit on the investment that you made. Another thing is that even if you can see that in some that you can commit yourself to, and due to how like the political situation is not that stable, it's very risky for you to think that you can venture in that and make sure that maybe in the future can be able like to make something out of it. Yeah.
And I think that's a great point that you brought up, is that we have to think about technology being suited for different geographies and what are the modifications of that may have to be made for it to fit and to have its highest use in that area. And Wiltred, what about for your business? What do you see in terms of sustainability consulting on the horizon, trends in 2024?
Currently, our focus is we are looking at technology, we are looking at exploring AI, especially on because we are currently exploring sustainable finance. So we are looking at integrating AI into most of the services in terms of our decision making. And also in terms of analysis, we're also looking at using machine language algorithms for this. And I think the second area we're also exploring the carbon markets. So we followed the African Climate Forum. I think it was the African Climate Forum in Kenya. Earlier this year, it was the first climate summit in Africa. So I think during the Africa Climate Summit, one of the discussions was the carbon market potential in Africa. So I think the governor, of, the president of KM talked about the development of things in Africa, urban things in Africa, and also so we're having a lot of discussions as regards the potential of urban market in Africa, not just in Africa, but also in South American countries. I think that is the second area we are going to explore by the end of this year and also next year. We're also going to look at, but not with so much focus on maybe Web 3, but we just look at it, look at its potential in terms of, we had the conversation early this year to look at how the role of blockchain in enabling supply chain credibility, how to make supply chain become more secure. So we are exploring supply chain, we are exploring blockchain on that regard, but there's a lot of discussion at the moment. We are trying to partner with experts in this industry. And also, there's also a discussion also about equity investment in our business, expanding. And so we have a lot of discussions for the end of this year, next year.
Yes, and those are excellent ways to position for 2024. And Faber, what about you for your company? How do you see yourselves being able to really harness the mega forces in terms of AI and technology for your business?
Yes, definitely. We've seen interesting trends in healthcare recently. We've seen now more use cases of AI and radiology, prediction, precision medicine, and also predictive technology, which of course is which says a lot about practical use of AI in what we are doing. Especially when, if you're going to predict this factor of a patient going to have hypertension or even diabetes and all around care. So which presents also a very, very good use case. But then looking at the flip side for next year, one of the second technology we are considering apart from AI, because I'm a huge fan of AI, is that aside from AI, how can we help people make better financial decisions towards their healthcare? On their healthcare spending. So, and for that reason, we are looking at blockchain. Blockchain technology actually offers a very, very good use case, especially with the adoption of cryptocurrency and most importantly, stable coins. So, how can people save on kind of that was being able to afford their day to day medical or maybe day to day medical needs or to shop for their drugs and ensure constant availability of drugs? Yes, definitely. Even though we are exploring all those options, we need to start from somewhere. We recognize that there's a kind of digital divide, especially when it comes to using these technologies on mobile apps or mobile devices and all that. But then we are looking at ways where they can actually spend, maybe through their health plan, through so many considerations is going on. Towards ways we can pivot, ways we can scale, ways we can also serve the customers using these two technologies.
Yes, and I think for all industries.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The mega trends and mega forces that we see in technology are really going to be a catalyst across sectors and industries. And are there any challenges that you see on the horizon in 2024 in your industries and your business? And because we have the positive catalyst here, but we also have some challenges that we see on the horizon for next year. Are there any challenges in 2024 that you are trying to position your business for right now at the end of 2023 to be prepared for?
Okay. So we see a lot of challenges, especially when it comes to settlements, especially on ESG. So recently, there's been the downtrend on the definition of ESG, what is up. Although there are reputable frameworks by institutions or regulatory bodies that we have to follow, but there's been a sentiment about this. And also, what we're also looking at is escalation of crisis, especially with our inflation, like the Russian war in Ukraine, its role in also in a global recession. So we are looking at how this can be mitigated. And also, we're also looking at with the trend of maybe heads of president or government extending net zero pledges globally, not just specific countries, but globally, and how expensive most of these net zero goals are for these governments. So we're also looking at it. And also, we're also looking at developing countries. Developing countries, like in this country, there's what they call CBS. I think it's a stress testing analysis for how climate change poses risks for businesses. So I think this is one of the first in the world. It was conducted by the Bank of England. So we're also looking at other scenario or stress analysis by other banks globally, and now businesses can be able to mitigate or benefit from climate risk. So although none of this would not seem in so many of these countries, especially for the developing countries and countries that are more vulnerable to climate change. And also, we're also looking at, another challenge is collaboration and also investment. So climate investment is going down, but not very obvious, but because of the sentiment and also due to politics, global politics or political views, there's been some downtrend down for sustainability. I think that's our major challenge for next year.
Yes, but I do think that because of the market that we've experienced this year, we may all be better prepared for similar markets in 2024. And do you find the same, Eddie, with your business, that you are better prepared to face 2024 through navigating this year?
I think it's almost the same challenges because, especially for us, the biggest problem that is happening is because of the government trying to change like the currency. And due to how the Ukraine and the Russia war, it has changed a lot of stuff. And the inflation has been like that high. I think now it's almost the 3% of the increase, like maybe less than 6 months. And the country also has been looking at the option of using like the Russia currency instead of using US, like US dollar to buy export or import goods and services. And all those stuff are changing the market and how it's hard to predict what is going to happen. But for me, what I'm saying is that, like, what you're trying to look now is to make sure that, because now I'm having some conversation with some of the investors and all those stuff, and what I'm trying to make sure that is that we are talking about all those, like, challenges beforehand and try to see how we can tackle them. And another thing that I've been looking at was, like, I think last month we were talking about how we can implement like the microphone as the prototype. And what was happening was when we're implementing, we want to give them in US dollar, ends up using our local currency. But all those things are not allowed in our country. And what I tried to do, and I think that we were trying to say was like, how can we use maybe stablecoin and all those stuff, make sure that people can save all your money using like exactly that is technological. And all these are challenges because in our country, Bitcoin or cryptocurrency is not accepted as a currency or a mean of exchange. But since I can try to see all those things right now, we are trying to make sure that any engagement that we have with investors or partners and other stuff, we try to raise those questions so that we can be able to answer them beforehand that they reach out to
them. And I think you bring up a really great point, Eddie, about the availability of different currencies. You speak about the cryptocurrencies and just all of the options that you may have available to fundraise, to receive payments, and the challenges that exist in the wider system, like you were saying, they're not available in your country and how that may affect you receiving payments. And then if you can't receive payments in cryptocurrency, then you may be very exposed to the volatility in terms of inflation in the dollar, right? And so there are all of those different areas and sectors to think about, I think, in the global monetary system that really affect startups, right? I think, especially when you're fundraising and receiving payments. And do you find the same favor that do you see the effects of global trends, like we were speaking about inflation in the dollar, really global monetary trends, and you see it in your business?
Oh, yes. Personally, I've been a little bit victim of such just recently, because here in Ghana, the CD rate just hit $1 to 12 Ghana cedis, as against last month, as against $1 to 11 cedis. So this slight change actually is very, very significant, especially for we that are running startups. And significantly, where we see such things occurring is when we look at the supply chain. When we look at the cost of medications for patients. So, if taking, for example, when a patient already buys a drug or a particular brand of drug or a dosage of drug for, let's say, 11 cedis, and the next time they are going to buy it, it's maybe 50% added value or 50% added tax. And they have to, the business owner or the startup actually transfers this cost to the patient. It poses a thing we can't bottleneck, because what if this patient cannot afford it? What if this patient cannot actually spend at that particular point, that particular amount of money? So all these are challenges which are caused by different factors, especially when you look at the economy. Big pharmaceutical companies are looking at ways to cut costs. Big pharmaceutical companies are also, even the local pharmaceutical companies, or even international, are looking at ways they can save more, why they produce more. And this trend is very seen in one recent thing that occurred this year, especially in Nigeria, where I'm from, is the GSA leaving Nigeria, the Nigeria pharmaceutical market, which was a very, very big blow, because we see people starting to buy inhalers, buy drugs like ibuprofen, buy essential antibiotics, which is essential for their health. So these are all global challenges that we are facing, which can trickle down to us as a startup. And one way I feel like presents a very, very good use case is that both Ghana and Nigeria, I would say both Ghana and Nigeria, they are more friendly or welcome towards the use of digital currency. And when I mean digital currency, I mean stable coins. And just like India said, and I have to go through this again, it presents a very, very significant use case, and starting providing liquidity and also providing constant hedge against the fluctuating economic or currency depreciation. So yes, these are the global things that are affecting everyone. We are not left behind. And of course, we are looking at ways where we can save costs, but yet deliver value. So those are the two ways I see that. Supply chain, one, two, the economic fluctuation or depreciation of currencies. Yes, those are the two ways.
That's a great point. I think in terms of currency and receiving payments, inflation, that really starts to affect the bottom line. And looking at 2024, now our outlook for 2024, are there any technologies or advancements within your businesses that you are launching next year and that you believe are going to have a real effect, a positive effect in your industries? It's always exciting to launch something at the beginning of the year. And so I know as founders, we're thinking about the new launch and the right time to do the launch and the right positioning. So I'll start with you, Wilfred. Any launches, any ideas, or new trends that you are introducing into the market next year in 2024?
So for 2024, we are looking at climate data. So data is extremely important when it comes to investment or when it comes to sustainability as a whole. So we are looking at having a platform to get data or to analyze data, to use data, because we are exploring sustainable finance. So climate data is extremely important for this type of area. Also, we are looking at, but majorly we are looking at collaboration because we want to stay in each business. So we are not going to dive into a lot of areas. So we are just going to focus on ESG, and that is what we are going to do. So we are just, next year, we are majorly focusing on creating a platform for sustainable investment. So we are going to, so this will be, we are going to integrate AI into this and also data collection technologies into this. And that is our major focus for next year.
Those are great topics to focus on. And Eddie, are there any trends, ideas that you are launching at the beginning of the year, Q1 2024?
Okay, for me, I think it will depend on how the negotiation I have with one of my investors goes. But what we're looking at was for financial transaction. The problem that you have in Bonn is most financial institutions, they don't have interoperabilities. You cannot send money from one bank to another. You cannot send money from one mobile money operator to another. And what you're trying to look at was how can we do a platform that can help us to do those transactions. Between our agent, they can be able to do those transactions. They can change money from one bank to another using our platform. But the problem that you have now is to be able to launch that platform, how to ensure that you have now fine. Because in most cases, what you have to do is enter in contract with either a bank or a mobile money operator. And you have cash somewhere in the bank account so that anytime that you use the credit that they have given, you go there, deposit or withdraw. And it's a long process and require discussion with them. And also it requires you to give them some kind of security so that anytime that the platform has some problem, they have something to say, if this happens, you're going to do this, or if this happens, you're going to do this. And that, for me, is going to require me, I cannot actually that it's going to happen, but that's what you're looking at in my listening there. And I think the implementation I'm going to use stable coin, that's the option that you're looking at now, but you're still in discussion. Yeah.
All right, great. What about for your business, Faber? Are there any launches or trends that you would like to launch in 2024 or mega trends that you would like to incorporate into your business next year?
Okay, yes, definitely. We are looking at some. Right now, we've launched our mobile product, and contrary to what we believed whilst we are building our first prototype and first MVP, that so we are looking at a widespread adoption. But then it didn't quite go well, which led us to go back to the drawing table and look at correcting our mistakes or what went wrong, what is going wrong, or what is going right. And right now we are kind of seeing a demand for mobile application as against the web application we first built. So looking at that, we are making plans towards how we can build our mobile application. And then from building our mobile application now, within from now until next year, we'll see how it goes. And then we kind of do our first rolling out and trial. But aside that, we are looking at how can we make patients, or how can we enable patients to make more smarter decisions towards their healthcare or payment for healthcare? And one of the things which is still under discussion, and of course, I'm still taking it up with my fund manager, and we'll see how we can go through health financing. How can we launch or roll out the health financing idea that we currently have? So those are the two main things that we are going for. And then finally, one thing we are also considering is what kind of strategic partnerships will we be looking at for? Are we innovating towards pharmacies? What kind of products what kind of expectations do pharmacies want, or what kind of expectations do they have, and are we going to be able to meet them? And also, what kind of expectations do private practitioners have, and if they are going to be able to meet them? So, of course, both offline and online, we are looking at both health nursing, health plan for as we are serving our main customer, which are the patients. So, but it's not that definitely the dates or the months or yet, but definitely new products are coming on. And we are launching again. And that is what really matters to us, yes.
Well, it all sounds really exciting what you're all working on. I think all of your businesses are very well positioned for the new year and the beginning of Q1 2024. We have mega trends and mega forces as the catalysts in terms of AI and technology, pushing all of our businesses forward and really allowing us to be able to scale, I think, at speeds that we've never seen before. And so that's very exciting. At the same time, we've already navigated 2023 here. And so it really allows all of you to be able to navigate 2024 very, very well. And in addition, to be able to take advantage of the megatrends that we see here in the market. So thanks to all of you for joining our roundtable and our podcast today. Very interesting learning about your businesses and your outlooks for the rest of the year and the new year. We would like to welcome you back to our future roundtables and podcast. And thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Bye, leaders.
Big boss. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.